too fast? If you're self-employed or a small business owner, you have no choice but to move as fast as you can. Sometimes you move so fast you don't take a close look at life's details. When was the last time you looked at your health insurance? If you don't have health insurance...
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get the Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Lynn Marzulli, author of the book on politics, a prophecy, and the we'll get into that in just a moment. Before I did, certainly I want to mention that, you know, if you go and you read Revelation 6:8, and look and behold a pale horse, and the rider upon him was death, and Hades followed close behind. And power was given unto them to kill a quarter of the population of the earth, and with the sword, and with famine, and with pestilence, and with the beasts of the world. And basically, they're talking about war. Well, we have our wars. We have our new diseases. If you don't believe that they have the capacity to create new diseases, you only have to read the neocon treatise. It's available on their website, newamericancentury.org. Talks about how they're going to be able to, under rebuilding America's defenses, talks about how they're going to be able to create new diseases that even better still be a genetic specific, race specific, so we can wipe out specific races. I'm paraphrasing what they say, but that's exactly what they're talking about. And then Vyzinski in his book, Between Two Wages, which you can get on the internet now for about $350 for a used copy. In his book, Between Two Wages, published in 1970, he talks about how they'd be able to create storms and droughts and new chronic diseases in the future. Well, they have the ability to create storms and droughts, and that's covered in our material on weather modification. We have a book, we have a DVD, we have a tape set on it. They do have the ability to create storms and droughts, and of course, those droughts in Australia have created a real shortage in rice. They can't grow rice over there because they've had a seven-year drought. And now we have flooding in the Middle West, and certainly back in the eastern part in Arkansas, a large rice producer. They can't get the crops in the ground. It takes 120 days to grow the crops, and they still don't have the crops in, the rice cropped. And suddenly we're finding talk about famine throughout the world, and riots in Haiti, and riots in Egypt, and riots in Nigeria. And then just this last week, Costco, a large supplier of, food is beginning to limit people to one bag of rice. You can't buy more than one bag of rice because, after all, rice is beginning in short supply here in the United States. And they're talking about the possibility of having to ration some of these products, rice and wheat and oil down the line. As the price of wheat goes through the ceiling, and I look and behold a pale horse, and the rider upon him was death. Is it possible we could ever see famine throughout the world today? Could we ever see famine here in the United States? Are the biblical prophecies really accurate? Because if you read Barbara Marx Hubbard, one of the richest women in America, we have the original text of her book with the Revelation, the book of co-creation that was published eventually under the auspices of the Lawrence Rockefeller Fund for the Humanities. But in the original text, she talked about that segment in Revelation 6:8 and said, of course, a quarter of the world's population will have to be eliminated, those who won't evolve to a higher level of consciousness. Mm. But that is not your job, my dear. That is ours. For we are the riders of the pale horse, death. And there really are people who want to bring those prophecies to fulfillment. And of course, Lind, in his book, I think you'll find, covers many of these same points, at least as far as what's going on in the Middle East today. They are intentionally bringing these prophecies to pass. Lynn Marzulli is a minister of the gospel, trying valiantly to try to get the information out about the significance of politics and prophecy, and, of course, what's going on today. Lynn, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me back on, Dr. Stan. It's always a pleasure.
Why don't you go up and pick up the story?
Well, a couple of real interesting things, which I believe are happening right now in the news constantly in the Middle East, and I write about this, of course, in Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. I believe that we are on the cusp of seeing the fulfillment of the prophecies specifically found in Ezekiel 38 and 39, which talks about a confederacy of nations coming up against a land of unwalled villages, i.e. the nation of Israel, after it has been regathered from the four corners of the earth and reestablished in its homeland. Now, that's old news. We've seen that. That happened, you know, decades ago, and we've seen the nation of Israel actually restored, at least partially, to what it was in ancient biblical times. Interestingly enough, there's also a book by Menachem Cohen. He's a rabbi in Israel. And he writes that for almost two millennia, you spoke of drought. It was supernatural in Israel. The latter rain never fell in Israel for almost 2,000 years. It was a constant drought, so nothing would grow there. They were also plagued by very destructive earthquakes. And not only that, if you did grow anything, plagues of locusts would come up in the late summer and eat everything. And, of course, all three of these things now have stopped. We see what's happening is the latter rain beginning to fall in Israel at the turn of the 20th century. We see the locusts and the rampaging locusts and the plague of locusts subsiding and the earthquake subsiding in Israel. So it's almost like God had his hand on that sector of the world and literally allowed these things to happen to keep this land denuded and a wasteland. And for the most part, you can read Mark Twain, firsthand account of his journey when he's in Israel and how it's basically uninhabited and almost like a wasteland, and he laments that. Let's pick up our story. Last week, a very high cabinet official in Israel threw a threat at Iran. Now, Iran has been saying for months that if you attack us, we have 3,000 missiles a minute pointed at Israel. In other words, they're going to launch 3,000 missiles, and that number is accurate, by the way, 3,000 missiles per minute at Israel. And, of course, the United Nations does nothing. You know, people kind of mumble a little bit, and that's the end of it. So in response, Israel, a high-level cabinet minister in Israel, it wasn't Olmert, it was someone else, and he basically said to the Iranians, he said, if you attack us, we will annihilate you. Now, I'm paraphrasing, but that's the gist of what the man said. If you attack us, we will annihilate you. And, of course, he's referring to Israel's nuclear arsenal, which we all know that they have. There's an option on the table. I write about it in Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. It's called the Samson option, in which if Israel is really pushed up against the wall or they're about to be driven into the sea or they're about to be overrun, they will use the Samson option, and that specifically is It's a strong man option. If you know, and Samson in the Bible, the strong man, and that whole deal. So what it really is, it's use of their nuclear arsenal against the attacker.
We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
We have many treasures here in wonderful, colorful Colorado. One of the lesser known is on the corner of Mulberry and Remington, right here in Fort Collins. Can you guess it? That's right, the Corner Coins and Jewelry Incorporated. It's family owned by John and Carol Anderson. They specialize in gold and silver coins, rare coins, and gold and silver bullion. Call today at 970-482-7759 or visit the corner at Remington, Mulberry, and Fort Collins. Again, that number is 970-482-7759.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Freedom Network. Our guest is Lynn Marzulli, author of Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, a fascinating book, because, of course, you can't understand anything going on today unless you understand there is a supernatural force behind both politics and prophecy. But Lynn's talking about, the prophecies given in Ezekiel 38 and 39 are that this League of Nations would come up against Israel. It's very interesting. In the last week or so, when George Bush was over in Israel, a group of the senior rabbis gave him a scroll referring to him as the Prince of Mesh and Tubal, a leader of the West. And, of course, if you go back and you read Ezekiel 38, why, they're aligned with Gog. They're aligned with the nations that are coming against Israel. Why would the scholars, you can look this up on the Internet or we can send you the documentation, why would the leaders of the Jewish faith refer to President Bush as the Prince of Mesh and Tubal, the leader of the West? Because that, of course, is a force that they prophesy against in Ezekiel 38 and specifically as part of the enemy of Israel. But you go ahead and pick up the story there.
I'd love to. That's Dr. Stan. So what we see here is that the saber rattling back at Iran from Israel, saying if you use missiles against us, in other words, if you attack us like this, we will basically annihilate you. And of course, this echoes what the Israelis said to Syria several months ago, basically the same thing, when Syria was kind of playing a little cat and mouse game, hinting that they have chemical weapons. Now, whether these are the chemical weapons left over from Saddam's Hussein's regime that were funneled out of Iraq before the invasion. So the so-called missing WMDs, who knows? The bottom line is whether it's from the Russians or the Iranians or the Koreans, we believe that the Syrians do have chemical weapons. So Israel's response to that, of course, is if you use chemical weapons against us, we will annihilate you. Very strong words. Of course, this goes back to the Samson option, which we talked about before the break, and the idea that Israel, of course, does have a nuclear arsenal, and they will use it. And I believe they'll use it in conjunction with this prophecy of Ezekiel 38 and 39. What's interesting, this is right off the Debka file, which is an Internet source, which I constantly look at basically daily, sometimes two or three times a day, just to keep abreast. This is just one of the sites I use, and then I cross-check it with other Israeli newspapers and other Israeli sources, news sources, and try to get my hand on the pulse of what's going on. But they're basically talking about war. Here's the headline: war with Israel is possible, and we are getting ready. This, of course, is from Bashar Assad. And what we see is that the Syrians under Assad have taken their army and actually deployed certain divisions and created this line of so-called defense on the which is interesting too. It's right up against Mount Hermon and very close to Lebanon. So we see that some of these things are actually lining up. Now I believe that we are witnessing literally not the fulfillment, but the beginning of the fulfillment of Ezekiel 38 and 39. The nations are in place. The vitriol is there. The hatred is there, and we see now that Israel is surrounded on all sides, Hamas on the West Bank, Hezbollah in North Syria to the northeast, and of course the huge picture is Iran being funded and certainly supplied in part by the Russians. And of course this this would fulfill Ezekiel 38-39 prophecy. What's interesting, I find, Dr. Stan, and again, it's like there are two seemingly unrelated stories, but just this week, in fact, yesterday on my Drudge Report, and because my Internet's down, I haven't been able to check anything today, but there were two sightings of UFOs or mysterious lights. One was in St. Augustine, and the other one was over Phoenix. And what I find really interesting is that these reports now of mysterious lights are becoming, one, more frequent, and two, the mainstream media is running with it, whereas a decade ago, this kind of stuff was you would never find it, and if you did find it, it'd be on page 40 and just a couple little lines. And what's interesting also is when they talk about the Phoenix lights going back to 1997, here's a quote from the article: among those who saw the lights in 1997 was former Governor Fife Symington, who initially played down the episode. That speaks volumes right there. However, he said last year, and by the way, that where he did communicate this last year was on a nationwide television show, where he publicly admitted, and I'm quoting now from the article, that crafts of unknown origin and that these lights remain a great mystery. So he saw the craft, and he was on Larry King's show and stated that whatever he saw was not of this world. So it's interesting. I wasn't there. I didn't see it. But I find it just a duplicity of Fife Symington. In other words, initially, why he's governor, he's being told. And make no mistake about it, he is being told what he's going to say. And he does a press conference, and he comes out, and he downplays these things. Oh, it's just army flares or whatever. And then a decade later, Larry King, he sets the record straight, because now he's no longer running for office, and he's not under the the pressure of, let's say, Washington and the party and whatever, or the people who are his handlers, let's say. And he comes forward, and he says, and my credit, my hat is off to this man for having the courage to stand up and the conviction to basically publicly apologize for a position that he held, which was fallacious. And he says that what he saw, going back to the Larry King interview, the crafts were not of this world. So what I see here, some people say, well, Lynn, those are two completely different subjects, the attack of Ezekiel 38 and 39 and UFOs. Where's the link? And, of course, in politics, prophecy, and supernatural, I believe I establish a link and do it throughout the pages of the book, that what we're looking at is, especially with Ezekiel 38 and 39, it is being fueled by supernatural forces that are unseen, that we don't see, that are powers and principalities over that certain region, which have never been deposed of, even from the time of Daniel. And it is an interesting, when we read Daniel, and Daniel's praying for 21 days, he sends out a prayer, and 21 days later an angel shows up, and we get this look, one of the few looks in the Bible that we actually get, of what it's like in the heavenlies. And we see that, the angel tried to get through to Daniel and couldn't. That really bothers me, that the fact that the angel couldn't get through. And he has to go back and get reinforcements, and then he does battle with the prince of Persia. So we see that there's this dark force over that area, and of course Persia, Iran, that whole area, Iran, Iraq, was once called Persia. It's been that way for literally thousands of years, and only recently, in the latter part of the 20th century, was it renamed Iran. So we see that the Prince of Persia, that principality, has been in control of that area literally for millennia. And what I find, of course, is that these supernatural forces, there's an end game here, and I believe it's a Luciferian end game. And I believe that isn't it interesting that we're seeing a burgeoning of UFO sightings at the same time that the stage is being set possibly for the fulfillment of the Ezekiel 38-39 prophecy. And the two really go hand in hand. And in order to understand what's happening, you really need to get a grasp on what I believe Luciferians or satanic forces are doing, which I believe, of course, this is the subtitle of the book, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, and the subtitle is The Coming Great Deception and the Luciferian Endgame.
And you know, it was so interesting. I watching television, I think it was last night or the night before, as they were talking about those lights over Phoenix, and the response was from the commentator, are these aliens? In other words, what they want to do is make us think that these are aliens from outer space, that they're covering it up. No, they're covering up the supernatural. There are elements within our military that are trying to tap into this supernatural force. They know that it's there. They want to use it for military purposes, but of course never understanding or suspecting the terror that they're dealing with, this horrible Luciferian supernatural force that is working in the world today, as he's referred to as the prince of this world. But you go right ahead.
I certainly will, Dr. Stan. What we're seeing is a burgeoning of sightings of UFOs, of cattle mutilations, of so-called alien abductions, of crop circles. The thing isn't going away. And, of course, you know, I've looked into this. I've got four books on it. The Nephilim Trilogy is a fictional account of all this stuff. But then Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural is a treatise on the subject. And it's based on really 20 years of research. And what I see from my particular perch, and of course I'm not 100% accurate and don't claim to be, but what I see is that the coming great deception of the Luciferian endgame will be a revealing of the so-called extraterrestrial presence. This is the one event which could change people's worldview and change it instantaneously. And you would have a radical, dare I use the word, reformation of Christianity, in the sense that instead of the Reformation and getting closer to the faith and revival, you'd have exactly the opposite. You would have what 2 Thessalonians talks about, that the man of sin, meaning the Antichrist, will not be revealed until the great falling away, the apostasy happens, a willful falling away from the truth. Of course, that truth is the gospel that Jesus was the Son of God, the only Son of God, was crucified, died, and 3 days later rose again from the dead. So, you know, shout resurrection, because that's what we base our hope on, the new Adam, Jesus Christ being raised again from the dead. But this so-called alien gospel, which is nothing more than a Luciferian gospel, will say that Jesus, in fact, was genetically manipulated by so-called extraterrestrials. Not only Jesus, but Buddha and Muhammad and Krishna and all the world's religions were founded by extraterrestrials and manipulated by extraterrestrials to try to bring us up into consciousness, into cosmic consciousness. And now that they're here, they will show us who God really is. And see, I believe that this is going to be, this will happen right after the Israelis use their nuclear arsenal against the attacking armies. Now, I realize it's just a theory, you know, and I realize it's a theory, but it's a good working one. Because we know that a great falling away has to happen, that the Antichrist will rise, that he establishes a one-world religion and a one-world governmental system. And how the heck, which begs the question, how the heck are you going to get 1.2 billion Muslims to change their worldview? Or for that matter, 1.6 or 1.8 billion Christians to change their view? And this would dovetail, you need an event that's going to shake a person's worldview. And so this goes back to some of the sightings that happened in Texas earlier this year, where several of the witnesses saw a three-mile-long UFO. That thing is huge. That's a mothership. 3 miles is just huge. I've spoken to the witness. I'm going to interview him very shortly, actually, one-on-one, and get more of a detailed account. But and the times that I've spoken to this gentleman on the phone, he said things to me like, you know, after you see this thing, it changes you so radically that he's still trying to deal with it. And this man has a Christian belief system, but he's, you know, it came up in his back pasture. He was totally mesmerized by this thing. Well, can you imagine a 3-mile wide UFO over Los Angeles or San Francisco or Houston, Texas or New York City? Or what about, you know, 20 or 30 cities of the world, this kind of crap just sitting there? And you can see that this would happen, like, right after this nuclear exchange. And this is the alien gospel. This is what abductees come and talk about. This is what Barry Gooding Jr., who's, by the way, a Presbyterian minister, although I use that term very loosely, believes that all the miracles of the Bible, both Old and New Testament, were directly in direct response to extraterrestrial intervention. So he believes that ET, or aliens, caused the Red Sea to part, allowed Jesus to walk on water, allowed the miracle of the loaves and fishes. Every single miracle is attributed to ET intervention. So he's already promulgating the alien gospel, the so-called Luciferian endgame, the coming great deception. He's already on board with it, and he's written books about it. And of course, my book is to counteract that and to say that this is the great deception which is coming on the planet. And for the most part, the church is asleep, and most Christians are asleep with this. And yet we see, even this week, these are articles this week. I'm not pulling stuff back from 4 months ago, even though that to me is incredibly, poignant in the sense that this, I'm speaking specifically of the Stevensville UFO. It's almost unprecedented. Multiple witnesses seeing this huge, huge craft. But this week, Mystery Lights over Phoenix, Mystery Lights in St. Augustine, it's people are running with it, and at the same time we see war with Israel is possible, and we are getting ready. Front page headlines from Mr. Assad, the Syrian president. So, you know, the two are happening side by side, which is exactly what the theory in my book, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, discusses and talks about. It talks about the Ezekiel 38-39 war and how this is going to trigger supernatural events. And, of course, those supernatural events are talked about in 2 Thessalonians and certainly the book of Revelation. And I believe the church, for the most part, will be here for that. We will see the rise of the Antichrist. And I realize that different people hold different views, but...
We'll be back in just a moment. And hold that thought right here at the American Freedom Network.
Discover MagnetiCare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facility. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Lynn Marzulli, author of Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. Lynn, would you like to get your website out? Would you like to get your telephone number out if people would like to get in touch with you or get a copy of your book?
Sure, Dr. Stan. The website is www.spiral, like the DNA spiral or a spiral staircase, spiraloflife.com, 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 and the phone number is 310-457-5564. That's 310-457-5564.
And an excellent book and a very important message. So anyway, Chris, we see what's going on over in the Near East, and everything points to the fact that there is going to be a war there very soon. And what is so incredible is most people here think that somehow everything's fine, it's not going to affect us, but it is going to affect us if there's a war in the Near East, or suddenly this expands into a war in the Middle East. It's going to have a profound impact, and if you think the gasoline is high now, oh boy, you haven't seen anything. You think food is beginning to get short now, you haven't seen anything. Mm. I believe we're moving into a period of chaos and crisis,
mm-hmm.
not in the great distant future, but in the very near future, since we are led, according to the scribes and the leaders of the Israeli faith in Israel today, we are led by the prince of Mesh and Tubal, the leader of the West. Anyway, go ahead, pick up the story.
What's interesting is on the break, Dr. Stan, I walk down in the living room and the TV's on, Fox News Channel is there, and guess what they're running? They had the witnesses of the Phoenix sighting. In fact, the gentleman who shot the recent video of the mysterious lights, and they had him on for about 3 to 4 minutes. So you see this, it's not going away. It's something that we're beginning actually in this country to address instead of poke fun at all these guys. They're actually now on, you know, major news networks, and they're being given 3 to 4 to 5 minute sound bites, which is just unheard of. I mean, that's really unprecedented. 5 to 10 years ago, this stuff never happened. They would just make fun of it and poo-poo it. And now what we're seeing is more and more dialogue. And the reason for this is just in the last, I would say, 6 to 8 months from, let's say, last August until the present, you had a 3-mile-wide ship sighted over the English Channel by 2 different pilots and 2 different aircrafts. And then, again, several weeks later, the same or a similar UFO was sighted over the English village, which was at least 3 miles wide. And then you're seeing the same thing happen down in Stevensville in February of this year, 3-mile-long UFO craft, multiple witnesses seeing it. And now you're getting UFOs being seen not only in one city as such as Phoenix and filmed, and now, you know, Fox News is running with this thing, but also in St. Augustine, mysterious lights. So the thing isn't going away. And, of course, I recently had the pulpit at my church and was able to speak and talk to our congregation about what is coming. And if you read Luke 21 and, of course, the Synoptic Gospels, Matthew 24 and Mark 13, if you study those, it's pretty much, it's Chuck Messer likes to call it a confidential briefing. And it really is. Jesus is sitting there kind of telling his disciples, you know, what to look out for and to keep your eye on these things. And he's giving them really two prophecies or two time frames. One is the coming destruction of Jerusalem. And, of course, the other is the end days, last times. And what he says, and the church has overlooked this, I think, for really millennia. He says, when you see these things coming on the earth, look up. And so most Christians look at these things and they don't want to talk about them because they're afraid to talk about them because there's fear involved. And we all know what Scripture says about that. Perfect love casts out all fear. So we see that, you know, Jesus' own words, not mine. So if you have a problem with it, take it up with him. When you see these things, and what are these things, Dr. Stan, you talked about in the very beginning of the show, in the intro, you talked about famines and plagues and wars and rumors of wars plaguing the earth. Isn't that exactly what we're seeing now? And Jesus held the nation of Israel collectively to understand and know its prophecy. How much more the church today? We should be awake and aware, and we should be excited, because his return, I believe, is not 300 years from now. His return is imminent. His return is very, very close. In fact, we had two words from two different people. One is almost an octogenarian, and the other one is in their 70s, a man and a woman, about 2 months apart. One man had a dream, and in that dream, he was before the Lord, and the Lord showed him this book. And the Lord told him, go tell my people, Dale, that I'm coming again soon. And Dale, this is the gentleman, Dale said to the Lord, he said, but Lord, they know that. And the Lord's answer to Dale was, no, Dale, they don't know that. And so Dale awakened and came to the church that day and got on the microphone during our time of just waiting on the Lord and was able to speak that word in the congregation. Guess what? Two Sundays ago, a woman stood up, Jackie Lee, just an amazing woman of God for like 50, 60 years, just an incredible woman, great prayer warrior, pillar of the church, stands up, and with fire in her voice, not condemnation, but passion and fire and an earnestness that's just, you know, supernaturally fueled, I believe, she said that the Lord is coming again soon. Now, you know, I don't want to set a date because no man knows the day or the hour, but I believe we can know the season, and I think Jesus held nation of Israel accountable to know the time, and he tells us the same thing. You know, you look at the weather and you know what's going to happen, you know the seasons, and we're supposed to know the seasons. The fact that Israel is in its homeland after 2,000 years of diaspora, the fact that we see the nations of the Ezekiel 38-39 prophecy lining up, ready to attack with all this vitriol and hatred, and it's supernatural hatred. I mean, it makes no sense. It's like, you know, why can't the Jews stay there? But they just... I mean, even Hamas this week, Jimmy Carter over there meeting with Hamas, just unbelievable, as if he's going to solve this thing. And it's like they still won't recognize the state of Israel's right to exist. Unbelievable. But we see that lining up. And then, Dr. Stan, you talked about the genetic modification of certain diseases. And we know that some of these things, for instance, there's a book several years ago called Demon in the Freezer, and it talks about the smallpox virus, that at one point they had wiped out the entire, you know, smallpox was completely eradicated from the planet, except for two samples, one held by the CDC in our country and the other by the Soviets. Well, guess what? Somehow the one in the Soviets is missing, or some of it's missing. So somebody's got this thing, and, of course, smallpox could just be deadly. I mean, absolutely deadly. You're talking about a plague of that could kill millions and millions of people. And, of course, we see the AIDS virus going through Africa today. And we see constant wars and rumors of wars and all the saber rattling in the Middle East. And most of this, of course, is a lot of these hotspots are being fueled by the radical jihadists of specifically the Muslims. So I believe that we see these things shaping up. And what is Jesus' words? Here's my point. Jesus' words are, when you see these things begin to happen, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. I'm coming. I'm coming back. And I think that's the message. So it's like, It's even though that, you know, I write this book because I want to warn people of what's coming, because I think I've connected some dots. On the other hand, there's the most hope, the best hope for all mankind is the fact that his second coming is right around the corner. I don't know when that is, but I believe it's fairly soon.
Well, you know, it's, I think, one of the strong points of your book, and it really is something that is so self-evident that we should all think about it, and that is, if you are a Christian, you have to believe in the supernatural. I mean, what is more supernatural than somebody being crucified and dying and then resurrected? And not only that, but Jesus appears, you know, in a room where the doors are locked. He has to come to the walls. These are supernatural events. Miracles are supernatural. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
More than 31 million Americans have some type of hearing problem. Only one in five will seek help. Do you frequently misunderstand conversations? Do you often ask people to repeat what they're saying? Do your ears ring? If you're the one who's always turning up the volume on the TV or the radio, maybe it's time to get a hearing evaluation by a professional, certified, caring audiologist. Call Michelle at the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. That's the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688.
17 years.
12 and a half years. I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. Stop paying bills month after month and never getting ahead. For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here. Our guest this morning, Lynn Marzulli, author of Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. Our telephone number, if you have a question, 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. But the fact that Lynn brings out in his book is that if you're a Christian, you have to believe in the supernatural. The miracles that Jesus performed were supernatural. They certainly go across this realm of this barrier between the world we live in and the other world, the supernatural realm. And of course, within the supernatural realm are not only the forces of God and his angels, but of course the forces of darkness, the prince of this world and his demonic followers. And there is this battle that's being carried out today, and it is going to be increasingly manifest in the coming months and years. And I feel that we are living in the most exciting times in history. There's going to be some terrible, terrible things that are going to happen. But, you know, all we can do is watch them, be true to the Lord, and use this as an opportunity. Because as things go worse, as we begin to see the famine and the disease and the wars and the violence and the chaos within our society, we've got to be there to point out to people that God is allowing this to happen, is bringing judgment on America. But what we need to do is be true to the Lord. And the one thing I've learned studying the occult is that they really believe in the Bible. Mm. They want these things to happen. They're going to do everything they can to bring them to happen because they want to install their leader here on the earth. And well, we need to be there as the watchman on the wall described in Ezekiel 3 and Ezekiel 33, warning people and explaining what's happening. Don't you think that's an important part of what we are to do, Lynn?
Absolutely, Dr. Stan. And that's why programs like yours and books like mine and other people, I think of Dr. Thomas Horn and Dr. Patty Heron, Mike Heiser, David Flynn, your book, Dr. Stan, I mean, all these different tomes point at least in a somewhat different way, but in similar ways, of the coming great deception of these things which are coming on the earth and are about to shake the earth and certainly shake the faith of a lot of Christians. So my job is really as a watchman to sit up there and wave my arms and yell as loud as I possibly can that this is what is happening, and hopefully provide the links to that in the book, Politics, Prophecy, and Supernatural. So there's like over 25 pages of footnotes in the back. Lots of cross-referencing. You know, check my sources. See for yourself what what some of the research points to. And I just believe that we're headed down this road. There's no stopping it. And this thing is going to happen. We're witnessing it even now. I mean, like we talked about before the break, here's Fox News Channel live right now talking about the Phoenix Lights again. It's unprecedented. It's unprecedented. And the church, for the most part, refuses to talk about it. People are afraid to talk about it. They don't want to talk about it. And yet we need to talk about it. We need to get a dialogue open. This stuff is going on, and it's off the charts. It's off the charts. It's not going away.
And you see these things happening, and people just, they can't connect the dots. And that's why what you're doing and what I hope to be doing and teaching is to help people begin to see this, help Christians understand this so they will not be fearful. And then, of course, prepare them to minister, because I think we have the greatest opportunity to minister in the coming months and years that we ever have before. And when we begin to see major distributors like Costco suddenly beginning to say, oh, you can only have one sack of rice, or please don't buy rice, or and then, of course, we know that many other products are going increasingly in short supply, because we're in contact with the people who are preparing the dehydrated foods, the long-term storage foods, and they tell me they're increasing. I mean, just within the last few weeks are beginning to have difficulty getting these products. They've always been ready.
Mm-hmm.
Or I think we're just on the verge of some very real things. Well, do we have a caller out there? Who's calling?
Good morning, Doctor. Hey, this is Rob in Broomfield, Colorado.
Good to have you with us, Rob.
I just turned my radio off. There may have been an echo there.
That's all right, fine. Go ahead. Did you have a question?
Not a question, a comment. A couple nights ago on George Norrie's Coast to Coast AM, he had a guest on. I don't recall his name at the moment, but you can get on the Coast to Coast AM and look it up to find out, you know, what his name was and his website, his phone number and all that. And he was talking about Bible prophecy. And what he brought up was that, this year, Bush, they're supposed to be going over to Israel to get some kind of a peace program going. And what he's going to do is they want, you know, the Temple on the Mount. Of course, you know, right now there's a mosque on the Mount. And what they want to do is share that, so that the Israelites can also build a synagogue or a temple on the mount, and then begin their, you know, sacrificing of the lamb. And he said that when that happens, and they're looking for that to happen towards the end of this year, that 7-year countdown will begin at that time,
right,
including, you know, the 42 months of tribulation, the war of Armageddon, and all of that. So I did a little math in my head, and I go, well, if they do that at the end of this year, or say sometime beginning of next year, guess that when that would put the isn't Armageddon supposed to be like in the middle of that, like 3.5 years into that? Because there would be the 42 months, you know, afterwards.
2012.
Yeah, 2012. That's what I go, whoa. And isn't that when the Mayan calendar ends, December 21st, 2012?
Correct.
I mean, a lot of people have been talking about that. But anyhow, the 7 years and all that, you know, that would end it at about 2015, I guess.
What's interesting about this, and I delve into this, I'm actually working on another book, which discusses this, the whole idea that the mystery of iniquity has been working literally since Paul's time, and that the end game of the mystery of iniquity is to bring about the man of sin, this Antichrist, this son of perdition, as the Bible calls him. And what's interesting is we know specifically from Scripture and from prophecy that the Antichrist will cut a deal with Israel and allow the Israelis to rebuild the temple. And whoever does that, whoever brokers the deal, whoever that is the Antichrist.
Hey, we're out of time. God bless. Thanks so very much. Lynn, thanks for our caller. We'll
thanks,
be
Dr.
back
Stan.
In a moment to wrap up the program.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. The website, several people had called in for Lynn Marzulli's website, is spiraloflife.com. Remember the spiral, the DNA spiral of life? Well, this is what the title is, spiraloflife.com. That's spiraloflife.com. And if you don't have access to the Internet, you can always call our 800 number. We'll call you back and get you his website. We think that Lynn's done a great job, and we enjoy working with him, and we certainly recommend his book to you. And that's Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. If you'd be interested in getting information on long-term food storage, just call our 800 number, 800-544-8927. We'll send you a catalog. If you'd like to get the regular catalog for Radio Liberty, well, I would be glad to send that to you as well. And, of course, we hope that you'll want to get some of our material to understand what's going on. There is a supernatural element. In our talk on the coming police state, with a syllabus there, in the talk and in the syllabus that goes with that talk, we will give you things that are published by the Luciferians, where they will tell you that they have their people planted in both the East and the West, and of course that these people are working in finance and every element of our society to influence what's going on. There really are organizations out there that worship the other God. And this is where Christians get into trouble. A lot of people say they believe in God, but what God do they really believe in? And understand that when they talk about the Christ, they're not talking about Jesus Christ. They're talking about the Christ, who is also the Mahdi to the Muslims, the Maitreya to the Hindu, and certainly the Buddhist look for the return of the Buddha. And, of course, every great religion looks for the return of their leader, but there's only one that's real, and that is the Christian Messiah. And even the Jewish Messiah is not the Messiah that the Christian looks forward. One day the Jews will recognize the Messiah, but they do not at the present time. So we are living in exciting times, and we do hope you'll get my talk on the coming police state and that the syllabus goes with that. And then, of course, the talk entitled Forbidden Knowledge. It's an important talk. It's important that you have that information and you help us to get it out. And then, of course, we have certainly our four-tape set on the hidden agenda. That's how they're poisoning us with fluoridated water. And we have all the scientific studies there that come out of the the work, the magazine Florida, they gave us permission to use their abstracts, and you really need to understand they're poisonous with aspartame. Why do so many people have morbid obesity? Why? Because NutraSweet and MSG produces that, and the government knows that. The FDA fought for 15 years to keep this off the market. It didn't go on until, of course, Donald Rumsfeld, over the Reagan administration, forced the FDA to go ahead and accept it. And now, of course, they've substituted their people for the key people in the FDA and the EPA.